A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Membeis, Chulin 42a, pagination is 83. We're starting on the third line, the start of the new perek, known quite famously, Elu Terefos, the chapter that deals with what makes a kosher species, a kosher type of animal, non-kosher because it's sickly. What type of ailments are defined as such? And the general sweeping definition that we give for trephos is that it's the kind of ailment that would cause the animal to die within 12 months, or at least at the time of Chazal, when trephos were taught and understood that was its property. Now, on the bottom of the page, one line up, you'll see Shmona Esrei Trefos Nemru L'Moshe Misinai. There are 18 types of trefa that are from Moshe received at Sinai. And our Mishnah also enumerates 18. But as Art Scroll in the first footnote points out, they're not the same 18 as the Gemara addresses it. They're grouped differently. It's almost, though, like our Mishnah wanted to group them as 18, even though for whatever reason, some are omitted, some are elaborated on, but it wanted the number 18. And if that's true, that the Mishnah was after the number 18, it would be a very early reference in a Talmudic source for 18 being a significant number. Chai, 18 is life, and it's so appropriate that on the topic of a trefa, where the animal is going to die, the number that we use as the working number, we try to plug our information to use this as the working number, is the number chai, 18, life, as opposed to its contrast, which is what we're discussing. We find such things in Shulchan Aruch even, the names of certain simonim are written with the letters out of order so that it doesn't spell something bad. Resh Ayin Beis, for example. 272, which spells Ra of hunger, so it's rearranged so that it doesn't spell that. The numbers have omens and meanings. We find, for example, the Tur describes how many words are supposed to be in each bracha of Shmona Esrei. A very universal awareness of this is regarding Kaddish. During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we say Le'ela, Le'ela, so we say Mikol, because you added a word, so you have to do a contraction to make sure there are a certain number of words during that part of Kaddish. The concept of 18 in modern times, people are very aware of lighting candles, Shabbos candles, before sunset by 18 minutes. They add 18 minutes to Shabbos, light early. The number 18, very questionable. The Mishnah Berurah mentions Shalish Sha'a, a third of an hour. A third of an hour is 20 minutes. It is possible that in the United States, where they were so challenged in maintaining Shabbos in the early years, that it became a custom because it was very appealing. You do 18, it warms the heart, and people did what they had to do, might even play into the same softer presentation described in the Gemara Shabbos that Rav Yosef used to encourage his wife to light at the proper time, a soft way of presentation, 18. In any case, we have a list of trefos here in the Mishnah, and let's do some of them. Elu trefos babehema, these are the trefos in an animal. We're not describing a bird, that will be in a coming Mishnah. Right now, the trephos of an animal. Nekuvas ha-veshet, if the veshet, the esophagus, the food pipe, is punctured. Upsukas ha-gargeres, or if the trachea, the windpipe, is cut, has to be a significant cut, majority cut, just a puncture on that part of the body is not what's significant. Veshet and gargeres are made of different material, and it's going to impact differently. Nikav krum shel moach, the membrane of the brain is punctured. Nikav halev leves chalolo, if the heart is punctured all the way in to the hollow. Nishbura hashedra v'nifsek hachut shelo, if the spinal column is broken. Nital hakaved v'lo nishtayir himenu klum, if the liver is gone and none of it remains. And none of it remains is because the liver uniquely can regenerate if any of it is there. And then we see in the Mishnah a continued list of different parts of the body, Hareya, the lungs, and what their rules are going to be. Nikva hakeva, the keva is the fourth stomach. So one of the things that's important for us to know in Trefos and in Chulin generally is the awareness of the four stomachs of a kosher animal. So when the food is swallowed, it goes to the keres, and from there it goes to the beis hakosos, the first two stomachs, and then it's brought up ma'alas gera and chewed leisurely by the animal, and then it goes down to the second two stomachs, first the hemsis, and then the keva, and from there it goes to the dak into the intestines. So the keva is what's mentioned over here. Nikva hakeva, if there was a puncture in the keva, that would make it a trefa. An observation regarding kosher animals is that kosher animals indeed chew their cud. They bring it down into the first two stomachs, then they bring it up in order to really chew it a lot and then send it for the real digestion in the next two stomachs. And these are the animals that we know that are not the aggressive ones, the carnivores that attack other animals. These are grass-eating animals. And according to some Mefarshim, there's an insight in that as well, that a person is what they eat and was not supposed to eat from those aggressive animals because it creates an aggressive nature. So these things are linked. An animal that has to eat its food and then be able to eat it later, chew it later at its leisure, are the vulnerable animals, not the aggressive animals that eat right away in the open. These are animals that graze and then they go to the camouflaged area to continue chewing throughout the day. Now, the concept of trefa, you could see on this daf as well, midway on the page, ubosor basoda terefa lo sochelu, and meat that was torn, you shouldn't eat. And it makes no difference to us whether it's torn by an animal, and therefore it's damaged in this way, or it's ailing with an illness, and that's why it has damage in this particular organ. We're not talking about old age, but rather talking about an illness which is killing the animal. Now, in addition to these concepts being true by animals, there's a fascinating extension of this idea in a famous story regarding the city of Volozhin. I found it recorded, among other places, in MS Liakov from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Semen Kuf Pei Aleph in Yoredeya, where he recounts the story that a person who had a certain lung ailment came to Reb Chaim Volozhin saying that he intends to leave the city and travel to Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Chaim Volozhin told him, you have this lung ailment, and in general, in the world, this lung ailment is considered a trefa. If it appears in an animal, that same description, we assume that the animal will die within a short period of time, within the year. And you have that very ailment. Suggested Reb Chaim Volozhin, the reason that you're still healthy is because even though they paskin that it's a trefa in other communities, but in Volozhin, when the Shagas Aryeh was here as Rav, he paskin that it's kosher. It's obviously whatever the ailment is, it's something that is possible to paskin either way. The Shagas Aryeh, who's a tremendous personality in the Jewish world, paskined that it's kosher, that it's not a trefa. And the psak in the laws of trefos on animals, Reb Chaim Volozhin suggested, is affecting your health. And if you stay in Volozhin, you're bound by the Shagas Aryeh's psak, and you're kosher, you're healthy. But if you leave, you're going to be subject to the psak, the ruling, in other communities, which is not so favorable on this very ailment. And this is a glimpse into the concept that in heaven, they pay attention to our learning, to our psak, and that, Reb Chaim Volozhin suggested, is exactly what was happening with this person. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.